Now, let's shift gears back to college basketball. Talk some Big Ten hoops with Josh Reed. He's the college basketball insider for BigTenNetwork.com, joining us via the Big O Tires hotline. A lot of bigs in that intro, Josh. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you, Chris?
Tell you what, it's been an exciting time. I was, like we just talked about on the phone, a disappointing time for Colts fans. So now everybody's shifting gears toward talking about basketball. And with IU off to a great start and Purdue still in the mix as well, it's a good time to be a Hoops fan around here.
Yeah, I don't blame people for turning their attention away from the Colts and over to the Hoosiers. I mean, it's been an incredible season so far for Indiana. I'm not even sure Tom Crean's mom expected the Hoosiers to be so good this year. I mean, they are really playing some fantastic basketball.
Is that when you look at some of the biggest surprises and the biggest disappointments? Obviously, you knew IU had recruited really well and were building something special. But to be that good that soon, and maybe on the disappointing side, you look at Wisconsin off to a 1-3 start out of the gate. Those are the two big storylines thus far in conference play.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Wisconsin, they're a funny team in that their numbers still look pretty good, but they're a three-point shooting team that for the last five games have just not made a single three-pointer. Indiana, obviously, is the big surprise. I think everyone expected them to get back, and I think next year was really the sort of time frame when most people thought that they would complete that journey with a strong recruiting class that's coming in next season. But here they are already with only one loss, that being a road loss to Michigan State, which certainly no shame losing there. So Indiana certainly, I think, has surpassed really all expectations. Wisconsin, I think they'll bounce back. But it's already with so many losses in conference play, they're behind the eight ball and unlikely to really compete for the championship at this point.
Talking with Josh Reed from the BigTenNetwork.com. Check out his work there, talking college basketball. Looking at the Big Ten as a whole, obviously interest here in IU and Purdue. The Boilermakers, we talked about earlier on the show, a little bit under the radar at 13-4 overall, 3-1 in the conference, but kind of a stinker of a loss on the resume, though, when they get blown out at Penn State.
Yeah, Purdue, I think the issue with them, I mean, obviously it's mostly going to be offense. As Hummel goes, they will go. And Robbie Hummel, to a lesser extent, Ryan Smith, are really the two pillars to that offense. And they had sort of a two-man offense last season as well, but I think the defense was a little bit better. This year, you take Juwan Johnson out of the mix. The defense isn't quite as good as it was a season ago. Painter gets his guys really playing well together, so I don't think you can, you know, count them out of it or discount them from postseason play or anything like that, but they will be susceptible to bad nights like they had against Penn State.
When you look at the conference as a whole now, 12 schools playing basketball, and obviously they're going to beat each other up a lot during the conference portion of the schedule. How realistic, how high can you go as far as bids out of this conference this year, you think?
Well, I think with bids, certainly the Big Ten is the best conference in the country. And I think they were the best conference in the country last season. But this season, everyone else seems to be on board with that assessment. So I think you could probably go 7, maybe 8 bids deep in the conference if Northwestern puts together a respectable conference slate and win some games here. But I really think that even with an 8-10 conference record, because the conference is just so strong, you would still stand a reasonable shot at making the dance and making postseason play there. It's just going to be a battle throughout the season. So, I mean, no game is immune from an upset. You know, even trips to Minnesota was a team that, after Mbappe went down, you really expect them to fold up and go, and they haven't won a game in conference play, but you know they've scared the heck out of some teams already. So there really are no nights off.
I'll be curious to see, talking about IU at home Thursday night against Minnesota, but then they hit a stretch where they have 5 out of 7 on the road, including roadies at Ohio State, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Purdue. So I think we'll see just how far this team and program have come when they hit that stretch. And some very difficult teams to play on the road and some rivalry games as well.
Yeah, definitely. IU's got some proving games coming up ahead of them. I think in particular, I'd be really interested to see how the defense holds up. Although the offense has been fantastic, even in conference play, they gave up 82 points to Penn State. So there is a little bit of cause for concern, putting aside the fact that they've been without Will Sheehy, one of their better defenders for those games. So if he comes back, the defense will probably improve at least a little bit. And but for them to really reach, I guess, the new expectations that folks ought to have for them, which shouldn't be nothing short of a very deep postseason run, it's going to be some make-or-break time for them in the next five games or so. As you said, road visits to Ohio State, Wisconsin. They're going to Michigan on February 1st. So they've got a tough slate of games coming up. They've been unbeatable at home. On the road, they ran into a little bit of trouble against Penn State even, but and certainly Michigan State played very well against them. But being able to beat, you know, some of the Wisconsin on the road or Michigan on the road, Purdue, obviously Ohio State's going to be a tough game, but if they can steal a couple of those other road games, I think that will be a good sign, especially if their defense starts to improve.
Josh Reed from Big10Network.com. You mentioned a little bit earlier about how many bids this conference could get this year. Is this the year, at long last, as Northwestern, do you think they can finally break through?
Well, the good news about Northwestern is that I don't think they intended to schedule a really difficult non-conference schedule, but it kind of is turning out that way, that their non-conference resume is turning out to not be so bad. And right now their RPI, I mean, this is a top 30 or right around their RPI team right now. And with Big Ten so strong, they're probably not going to fall too far. Now, with that said, if they go through Big Ten play, only win six or seven games, yeah, they're probably not going to make it. But if they get to eight, maybe nine games is what they need to make the tournament, they've got a really good shot. But with all of that said, the window is closing. John Schoen is a senior. He's probably the best player they've had there in, you know, maybe a decade or more. I'm not sure when the next John Schoen is going to walk through those doors. So it might be now or never for Bill Carmody's squad.
Well, whatever happens, we know for sure it's going to be one heck of a Big Ten tournament that will be here before you know it. That's going to be, you talk about a clash of titans, that's going to be, with the new format, it's going to be some must-see basketball.
Yeah, it's always a fun time in Indianapolis. And this year I expect it to be a very red crowd when we're there. So I expect it to be very loud and Indiana fans to show up in spades now that the team is so strong.
Well, Josh, appreciate the time as always. We'll check you out on Big10Network.com, and I'm sure to talk to you again down the road as we lead up to tournament time.
It sounds great, Chris.